President Obama met for 2 hours today with Saudi Arabia's new king at a time when the friendship between our nations is strained, to say the least. Margaret Brennan is there for us tonight in Riyadh. Margaret?
Well, Scott, President Obama was met by a small delegation, not the usual pomp and ceremony often given to visiting world leaders. His arrival wasn't even broadcast on Saudi TV. Senior Saudi officials have made clear that the relationship with the U.S. will only improve after President Obama leaves office. The Saudis are particularly angry about that nuclear deal with Iran, and they believe that only the next president, whether it's Hillary Clinton or even Donald Trump, will be able to restore Saudi Arabia's status as America's key ally in the Mideast. Saudi leaders also flatly reject President Obama's description of them as free riders, too reliant on American military might. Most importantly, Scott, because they say the U.S. needs Saudi Arabia to help defeat ISIS and Al-Qaeda.